summarize what we did last time?
Yeah, maybe let's just summarize from the beginning again, because it was A, important, and B, relates to everything else he's going to say now. Okay, so he shifts gears now a little bit, which I think is maybe a nice change in terms of being a little bit more on the practical side, in terms of the role that tefillah, davening, plays in our lives. So again, he quotes this. He quotes from David HaMelech, that David describes himself as va'ani tefillah, almost like my very existence is that I daven, which is not normally how we would necessarily define ourselves. You know, it's another thing that we do. It's maybe an important thing that we do, but it doesn't define who we are. And clearly from the fact that that David said that, it was an indication that he felt that tefillah was something which is extremely fundamental. Okay. So again, and then Chazal on top of that, right? That somehow, ideally, we would be davening the entire day. Which again, is hard for us to exactly understand. What does that mean, we should be davening the entire day? Obviously, we have a lot of other things that we have to do over the course of the day. Probably the things that we're davening for are among the things that we need to be doing. So, what he had explained was that we need to incorporate the understanding that everything that we can and want to accomplish throughout the day has to come through a recognition that it comes from Hashem, and the only way that it's going to come is through tefillah. And tefillah is a fundamental, and again, the I'm able to pick up inside. Let's pick up on Kuf Yudala, the second paragraph, or the first paragraph, on the first new paragraph, Fikan, on the page. Right, so here we're going to go a little deeper into tefillah again. I think we covered some of this last time, but a little review can't hurt. Adam omed ve'omer l'ribono shalom. Person stands in front of Hashem and says to Hashem, "Baseichel, my mind, ani yodei shatam manegas abir. I know you're the boss, and I know everything comes from you. Shatam meizis es yadi, the fact that I can function, I understand that all comes from you. Ach behargeshe halev shali, but deep in my heart." I have a little bit more of an understanding that I'm really the one who's running the show. So what do we do with the fact that on the one hand we know we should, or I guess intellectually we know that Hashem is running the world, but we don't necessarily feel it, and if we don't feel it, then we don't necessarily act that way. So he says the first step is
these are Parakid Gimel.
That's what we're doing. Oh, no, this is it's the opposite side.
Oh, really?
Oh, look at that.
Oh, here is your notes. I'm sorry.
It's okay, no problem.
Okay, you're much smarter than me.
No, just, it goes until Farah Gid Gimel.
It's okay, this is
we're on page Kuf Yud Dalet on the, sorry. Okay. So again, the paragraph of Vikant, the last line there says, so what do we do? We have this conflict that on the one hand, we know that Hashem runs the world, but we don't necessarily feel it. So what do we do? So we dive into Hashem that help us. The fact that we can't internalize it, that's something which is missing. Anything which is missing, so we turn to Hashem to help us. And again, that's again, I guess, the biggest chiddush that he has here, is that we don't often think of asking Hashem for the spiritual things. We focus much more on the physical things. If we need, to be able to pay
money,
the bills, and
right.
We need
health,
right? All the important things, and they are important. That becomes the focus, and sometimes the sole focus of our tefillah. And what he is suggesting is that anything that we need to daven for it. So, klomer milvada nekuda atzmisha shel hashvashas ha'akara ben hagas ha'prati shakadosh baruch hu managas ha'olam, besides the significance of the point itself, that there is hashkacha pratis, that Hashem runs the world, yesh letzarif zakachas tekudas ha'tfilah. What we have to try to do now is to incorporate and connect tefillah to it. We want to really feel this hashkacha pratis, and make it come alive. We're walking around with this, this conflict in our minds that we know on the one hand, and we believe that Hashem runs the world, but we don't feel it. So we want that Hashem should help us. I could try from today till tomorrow, and we could talk, and we can learn, and we can get together, and we can think about Hashkacha Pratis. But if you don't help us, then there's no way we're going to actually internalize it, and then we won't be able to hold on to it. Bekochi, in our strength, we can only bring inspiration from below. That's another way of saying our part, our hishtadlus, our efforts. But the ikar aval ikar hasagat sarach yos aidei yagato matzasa. But the main accomplishment has to do through the toil she'ata, that you Hashem ta'azor li liknos es hadvar, and believe me that you will help me actually be able to accomplish it. So kach alav l'daber makadosh baruch hu b'lo shenokach. And again, the point also that which helps build off of this is that when we refer to Hashem as you, even if it may seem, a little bit too casual, the fact that we refer to him as you, he says, is very significant, because then we're recognizing that he's here. If it's just Hashem, so, he's not too involved in my life. Sometimes the distance is a little bit more comfortable. Having him so up close and personal can be a little bit overwhelming. But when we talk to him and we say you only say you to somebody who is present. So part of facilitating and the realization that Hashem is present is to speak to him in such a way as you. We do it in a bracha, right? Baruch atah Hashem. So we sort of try to do both of them. So it's atah you and identifying him as Hashem, which again is part of that kavod and that yira. But it's very important to be able to speak to Hashem as a presence that's really here with us. I think that's what we got up until last time. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Think so?
Yeah.
Here we go.
From Kitei?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Kadesha, sorry. Kadesha Tfilaso Shal Adam Tiyah Bitsura Haruya, so that a person's tfila should be in the right mindset, in the right form. Bishat Hayasponinus Hayomis Shalom, every day when he is contemplating,
right,
talking about tefillah, thinking about tefillah,
or thinking about anything,
right? Alav lehisbonen b'nekud habshuta v'hayisodes biyoser b'inyan hatefillah. He should think about this very fundamental aspect of tefillah. V'chol siyach chasada terem yeh ba'aretz v'chol esav chasada terem yitzmach ki lo himtira Hashem Elokim al ha'aretz v'adam in lav. So nothing will happen, nothing will grow, nothing will sprout, it won't rain, nothing will be accomplished without...
right, without man.
Right, here is Rashi, and Rashi explains, U'matam lo himtir, and what does it mean, it won't rain? Lefi she'adam ein lavod es adama, ve'in makir b'tovasam shel kishamim u'kishaba. Adam viyada shehim tzarech lolam lispalala viyardo vitzmachol heilanos v'hadesha'im. The desha, the grass. So if a person wouldn't daven, what? So it won't rain? Because if a person's not there, if man is not there, it won't daven for the rain. It won't recognize that the rain is only there because Hashem wants us to daven for it. Then Hashem will cause it to rain, and the everything will sprout, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kan kasef ha-yesod ha-noda, the very important yesod, shekol tovar she-adam rotze la-hasigo, heim begashmias ve-heim beruchnias ha-tzora la-hasigo, he rak al-yedei tefillah. The only way to accomplish anything, either in gashmias or in ruchnias, to summarize what we said before, is with tefillah. B'li tefillah, if Charlotte is Sigma, we can't accomplish anything.
Right, so it's almost as if the rain was there and ready to go, but until there was the tefillah,
you open up the gate, right, for it to come down. Okay.
Right. Right, kishovid adam on the kuda zo, when a person works on this, who omeid veomer lefan v'isbarach, he says in front of Hashem, Ribono Shalom, ani roa kivyachol. On the one hand, it seems shagam adam she'ena torah mitzvos mekabel shefa mincha yisbarach. Right, there are people that succeed without davening. Right, they're very successful. Doesn't seem like they've ever davened. Near im kain. So if I look at that and I take a step back, it would appear she'efshar kivyachol lekabel shefa gam lelo tefila. So it seems like you can succeed and get the brachos without davening. But mitzad sheni, but on the flip side, ani mamin ledivrei chazal she'amru shelechol sheva shadar motza mispakash es tefila. But I know that Chazal told us, and Rashi quoted it, that in order for the rain to come down requires tefila. So which one is it? If it requires tefila, and I believe it requires tefila, so how is that guy succeeding? What, how are we supposed to understand this? Ribono shel olam, so he says, step one, ani mispalo lefanecha, I daven to you, she'amune sheli b'divrei chazal tiyamitis u'shleima, that my faith in Chazal should be 100%. Ve'av shel einei basar v'dam sheli nirish einzo emes ezke lahamin b'kach be'amuna shleima. So he says, the first point is that we don't always understand it, but we can dive into Hashem, and again, that's the thrust of what he's trying to get, is that whatever we want to accomplish, even in spirituality, requires tefillah. We dive into Hashem, that we should, it shouldn't impact in a negative way our belief that Chazal told us that in order to succeed, we're going to take the daven, the fact that we see other people succeeding. Hashem has his other calculations, and you know what's whatever is coming down for them that appears good, maybe is not good. Whatever the answer is, we don't need the answer. But we dive into Hashem that we should at least not be swayed in a negative way. Vaday sheish tzorach bebir hasichli. So certainly you have to understand things intellectually. V'ulai afar chava. Achanakuda shadam tzorach lispala hishetiyelo amuna gmura sheindor v'shiyach lasig osolo tfila alzegufo lispala. So step one is to daven that we should be able to appreciate what tfila does. Right? It's a step earlier than we normally think. But he says that's fundamental, because if we don't believe in the tefillah and don't feel it, we're not going to be drawn to the tefillah. We're not going to be drawn to daven because we don't appreciate what the tefillah is about.
Yeah. It's related to this question. Is reincarnation part of mainstream Judaism? Because one can say, well, I this person is acting bad or acting well, and whatever's coming to them, well, it may be due to things that they're doing in this life, but it may be due to things that are happening in past lives.
Yeah, there is an aspect.
Mainstream, I don't know. I'm not sure how we define mainstream Judaism. I did it on Thursday or Friday. I don't remember. In my shiur in TABC, one of these Ask the Rabbi things. So they asked the very important questions about Shomer Negiah and all the important things. And then after we got through all that, somebody asked about Gilgulim. And I said, I honestly have nothing to say. I don't know anything about it. I said, I don't think in the Psukim there's anything. And there are chazals that you could try to figure out, but again, there are a lot of stories
Zohar
in...
Zohar is discussed in Zohar.
It could be. I don't know the Zohar. That's what I said. I said if it's Kabbalah, I said, I don't know. I don't know the answer. So I just don't know. That could be. But again, more important than trying to figure out what the possibilities are... No. Again, no, not as a problem. I'm just saying the point that I take away from this is that more significant than us being able to try and give an answer is that we shouldn't let the fact that we don't have an answer even bother us. Because it's as long as we understand that our job is to daven, and if we want to accomplish things, it's going to come through tefillah. Whatever calculations Hashem makes why the other person is successful without tefillah, that's their problem. That's his problem. He'll figure it out. He knows what he's doing. He doesn't need my help. But I can daven and hope and pray that it's not going to have a negative impact on my belief that tefillah is essential to accomplishing anything and everything. I think that's the main point. Kozman she'atzorech she'adam margish b'tefillah rak b'chino shel siyata d'shmaya. Anytime that we just think that we're davening for, you know, help from heaven, milash and siyu, in the sense that we need a little bit of help. But we think that really it's us. We just, you know, if you could just help me out a little bit, and I'll be able to do what I need to do. Which I think, if we are honest with ourselves, is maybe sometimes how we approach tefillah. Really, No, I got this under control. I may need a little bit of help, so can you just help me out a little bit? He says, if we still are with that type of mindset, chaser lo b'hakara ma'i mahusa shal tefillah, we're still missing in the recognition of what tefillah is about. And the less that we appreciate what the role that tefillah has, then it's going to affect the quality and quantity of our tefillos. Because when we need it. When we need a little extra help, a little extra boost. So that's when we'll ask him for a little bit of help. But if we understood that fundamentally it's not, even whatever we think we can accomplish on our own, is only because of him, then it's a different type of tefillah. If you want to truly acquire these levels of tefillah, you have to be able to internalize shebeli tefillah e efshar lahasig klum. That tefillah is ground zero when it comes to being able to accomplish anything. And we need to be able to understand and to appreciate the role that tefillah has. Good?
Good. Good. A person has to think about this point. Think deeply. And keep going back to it. The daber im... to speak to Hashem and say, "Ani yodea shebeli tefila shebeli lehispalel lecha," without davening to you, "Eneni yochel lahasiklum, yachol lahasiklum, I can't accomplish anything." Balev ani margish zos kolkach, ani lo margish zos kolkach. I'm not real. Thank you. I'm not really feeling it 100%. Internally. Ach b'seifcha hadavar baroli. But intellectually I understand it. I want to internalize the importance of tefillah, but intellectually I'm having, I'm clear. I Hashem, please help me with that. Ana mimcha azor li sh'argish es chashivusa u'nechitzusa shal tefillah. I want to understand the importance, the centrality of tefillah. V'she'echya het aimzos, and I want to live a life reflecting that of how I feel. Kach yomar latzmo pam achar pam. He should say this to himself time and again. Ad she yargish benafsho she achin beli tefila yafshar lasiklum. He should say this over and over and over until I believe that without tefila I cannot accomplish anything. I can't get anywhere. Okay. Lo nitan lasig davar lelo tfila. Nimtzeinu limidim. Efo she yeshnan be'inyan tfila shtei nekudos. Now we're going to give two important points about tfila. Reishis, first. Tfila hi avoda atzmis. Klomar, tfila is its own avoda. Kedei lahasig lemadriga shatfila tia be'em... But MS tefillah amitis, I want to get to the point where tefillah, in order to be able to get to the point where tefillah is a real tefillah, v'tavo me'ma'amakei ha'nefesh, and to really come from the depths of my nefesh, of my heart, tzarich ha'adam la'avod v'lahakir she'beli tefillah i'efshar l'kabel klom. A person really, the first step is to really believe, number one, that without tefillah, I can't get anything. I can't get anything. And we really have to work hard at this. That we really—it's a hard point to internalize. But I think what he's saying, explaining that it's a hard point makes it more real. That it's very hard to believe, to really internalize. I mean, I'm definitely not on that level. That without tefillah, I can't get anywhere. I can't get anything.
Right.
That's number one.
But that's tefillah as tefillah. Meaning, the first point is that, the same way we have, we'll work on
ka'as. Oh, right, he was saying, like, amunah, as working.
The point, right. His first point is that tefillah itself is something to be worked on. Tefillah qua tefillah. Tefillah, just as tefillah, it in of itself it has a significance to it. And there's a second point, which is the broader point.
V'hanekuda hashnia, tefila hi davar shemekif es kol ha'avoda kula. Tefila surrounds all the other avoda. Ein nekuda shelo takdim la tefila. There's no kind of avoda, nothing that we can be working on ourselves that doesn't have an aspect of tefila preceding it. Adam rotze parnasa. A person wants parnasa. He needs money. Who mispalel? He davens. Zivug. He wants a shirach. Who mispalel? He davens. Rotze banim. He wants to have children. Gama kach. Who mispalel? Kol ze bechelek hagashmis. And these things that a person that we can understand that a person would daven for relates to gashmis things, right? Aval ikar tefila. He bechelek haruchani. The essence of tefillah is really in the aspect that you mentioned earlier, this aspect of davening for something in the ruchni, it's in the spiritual realm. Bechol chelek me'avoda, im adam rotze leknos es hadvarim be'emes, hu muchrach letzarech lekach tefillah. In order to accomplish, this is a very important point, in order to accomplish anything spiritually, I have to daven. So if I want to work on, I don't know, my patience, instead of just working on trying to be more patient, coming up with different reasons to be more patient, I should daven, Hashem, please, I'm, you know, at a loss with patience for child A, B, and C, children, and please help me, you know, stay calm. If I want to work on anything, I really have to internalize tefillah in that regard.
Right, so you understand tefillah as tefillah is the first point. You have to first believe and internalize the power of tefillah, and then once you have the tool in your hand, so then you can apply it in every context. But you need to understand that the tefillah is this powerful tool that we have, and anything else that we want to try and accomplish has to be accompanied by tefillah.
We're connecting with Hashem. We're connecting with our Father in Heaven, our Creator, our Sustainer, who gives us everything. Now, whether we're going to be successful or not is not up to our tefillah. It's not up to anything that we do. We have to put our effort in. We have to put our whole shtadlis in. But whether we're going to be successful is Hashem's going to give us what we need, period. Whatever we need to grow to be connected.
Okay.
Correct, but some of that will not come if you don't daven for it.
Well, I think that...
Correct?
Right, the same way that we believe that in terms of...
I think that we were each born with different milas and you know, deficits, right?
Right.
And there are certain people that it just does come because that's what they were born with.
So that's what he talks about beforehand. That's what he said beforehand, that there are times when it seems to come on its own, but those are the question marks. Those we don't understand why that happened. We don't understand why that happened without tefillah.
I guess the way that I see it is to say that we're davening for it, it's going to come through. It's like that.
No, I mean we're davening that our efforts should succeed. No, there's no such thing. There's no difference between working on kas or anger or something.
I daven. It doesn't mean.
100%. It's always like that.
You know.
No, the point is that what he's trying to stress is that we often think that if we put in the effort, we're going to succeed. And his point is that whether you succeed or you don't succeed is going to be up to the power of your tefillah. And that doesn't mean you can, the same way that you can't, you know, stay home and daven to make a lot of money and then not go to work and assume that the money is going to come.
That's what it says. Whether you succeed or don't succeed, it's based on the power of tefillah.
Yes,
that's what it says.
That's what he says. That we see from
whether you succeed spiritually.
Spiritually, anything.
Right.
Anything. He's saying that anytime that that person succeeds without tefillah, we don't understand why that is. We're not going to say that it can't happen, but that happens because of some other calculation of his time. So that's what Chazal told us. That was what he was trying to stress. That part of what we should daven for is that we shouldn't have our minds,
swayed,
and we shouldn't think less of the power of tefillah just because we see times that it's working without tefillah. Those are for some other reason why they're working.
Or for somebody who never davened a day in his life and is very successful.
But he says, that's what we see. Why is it when if Hashem says in Sefer Bereishis that I created this whole beautiful world and rain is going to have to exist for it to be able to flourish, but I'm not going to bring down the rain because man is not here. And Rashi explains based on Chazal, because since there was no man to daven, so the rain didn't come down. So what do you see? Is that whether it's going to come down or not depends on us recognizing that it comes. Now, does that tefillah have to be a formal tefillah? Could it be a more informal tefillah? Those are different questions. Meaning, I think sometimes maybe we're davening for it, you know, in our heads without articulating it, which we spoke a little bit last time. Maybe isn't the same quality of tefillah, but he definitely knows what we're thinking. There's no question that Hashem knows what we think.
Right. No, I had a great story happen to me last night. Should I repeat it?
You can tell.
I mean, it's kind of comical, but no, like, it's such a small thing, but I was running around all day, came back from Eyeshine at around 7, and then I had to go run to the middle of nowhere to do my daughter's Broncos basketball carpool to drive them back home, which is like over half an hour away, then brought them back home, and then, did I have to go out after that or no?
You're supposed to go.
No. I didn't know if it was another time. Whatever. I was exhausted. I could not move. And I tried running yesterday, so I was even more tired. I was pushing myself, trying to get into shape. And I was exhausted. I sat down like on the living room floor, and my husband looked at me and he said, "Uh-oh." Because he had my daughter Adina was coming back from her volleyball away game, and the bus was going to get back a little bit before 10. I was driving her carpool back, and he had a meeting at 10. So I was like, I can't, Hashem, please, like, make Adina's bus come back. I was just like, help me. I can't move. I really couldn't move. And then he gets a phone call. The meeting in wherever was postponed to 10:15. He's like, you got your 15 minutes. I can get the carpool. I was like, thank you. But, I mean, it's a cute little story, but...
Like that's a Shabbos. That's not a Shabbos. That's a
Hashgacha Pratis. Everything is Hashgacha Pratis.
Everything is Hashgacha Pratis. But I did daven for that.
But in terms of tefillah, there are many people that die from illnesses, and their tefillahs were not stronger than that.
No, tefillah doesn't mean that you're going to get what you want. You can ask for things, and Hashem can say no. The point that he, right?
What he's saying is when
Shema Koleinu even, you know, hear us, sometimes he hears us and he says the answer is no. And I know what's best for you. And why is it that if I'm working very, very, very hard on not becoming angry and I'm davening to Hashem and then I still become angry, I don't know why. I'm trying. I'm doing my part. For whatever reason, whatever siyata d'shmaya is necessary for me to be able to overcome that terrible nida, I haven't succeeded. Now, why is that? I don't know why that is. So I keep trying. I have to do my hishtadlus down here, and I keep davening. His point is that I think
that
when it comes,
you get something
right. Ultimately, it comes with this shefa. I don't know exactly how, you know, it gets zapped down from above, but. His point is that I think oftentimes we think in the realm of the physical, that we understand, you know, if a person is sick, our only chance is to daven. So we the person goes to the doctors and everything else, and then we daven. And I think we internalize, and again, the closer it is to a person, the tefillos, I think, generally are, you know, more emotional. Because now, maybe it shouldn't be, you know, if we understood that and related more in our Avas Yisrael, and if we understood more the power of tefillah, but again, that's fine. But that does not mean that the Hashem is going to make the person better. It means that we daven because we recognize that the only way the person can get better is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we also recognize, and that's what he's adding on here, is that without davening, it may not happen. It may not happen.
The issue that I take is more that the purpose is to connect with Hashem, that we have to, you know, it's a being self-reflective in terms of what are our values, what's important to us, you know, sharing that with Hashem, and Hashem, you know, hopefully, you know, you're having that flow,
right,
that connection. But the idea of saying that it's powerful, it's that davening is powerful, I don't know, it's our means of connection to Hashem. I when I was, when we're children and we're asking our parents for things, it's not because I'm asking them because they have the purse strings because it's powerful to ask. I'm asking them because that's...
It's 100% true. Tefillah is not the same thing. Tefillah is a different level than asking our parents. He can provide things that our parents couldn't provide and can't provide, not because they're human.
So are you saying you can't ask for things, though?
No, you always ask for things. Hashem,
you're saying ask without expectation.
No, what I'm saying is the idea that depending on how strong our tefillah is, that's going to be
I don't know if it's how strong it is. I don't know.
That's not going to tell you whether you're going to be successful or not.
He's not saying
that. No, all I'm saying is that you will not be successful, or you should at least believe that we won't be successful if we don't ask.
But he's saying the opposite, though. He's actually pointing out
the opposite of what I said?
No, he's pointing out that you will find in many, many situations that you have not religious people, not connected people, whatever,
that are very successful.
That's why he said that we can't understand.
Saying, though, there is no connection.
Right.
There is no connection. Like,
Correct.
You will not find a connection in this world to tefillah and results. Oh, right. Yes, you might in your own personal life say, that, and I felt that, and...
Correct. But his point is that what Chazal have articulated for us and have laid out in front of us is that our ability to accomplish in this world comes about through tefillah.
Right.
And if it happens anyway, great. It's a bonus. It's for some other reason. We don't know why, which is why I said step one is that we should daven, that we shouldn't be swayed by the fact that it looks like we don't need to daven. And people succeed without davening, so why am I bothering coming to shul 3 times a day and davening, before an important meeting or things like that, that it should be successful? Why do I even bother if the guy at the table with me at the same meeting is Jewish and has never davened a day in his life for anything, and he's much more successful than I am? So I can look at that and just say, so it's obviously, it's not the davening.
We're also looking at the here and now, as you said, the world.
100%.
We don't know what the effect is.
So that's his point. There are calculations. There are other...
But that's the point. That's the whole point.
Right, that's the point, is that we don't understand why Hashem does things. But what we have to believe is that in order for us to succeed... and to get the brachos that we want, we have to daven. We have to daven. He gives, maybe we can even skip that to the mashal.
The soda.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a good...
We skip at the page Kufyud Zayin.
Mashal Amaha Tavar Tomer.
Maybe the paragraph just before that.
Does everybody have it? In Kenyan. In Kenyan Amiti Belitz Fila. You can't have any, accomplish anything without Tfila. V'chol ma shenira la'adam... whatever appears that a person is going to accomplish without tefillah,
or has accomplished, whatever we've attained without it,
it's in imagination. Adam chayev lahavin, this is important, shehu v'hatefillah him chafta echad, that a person should internalize that I and tefillah are one object, one chafta. Tefillah eina rak eze inyan shel nekuda chashuva. It's not just something important. Davar tov shara liknoso so. Zehu davar hechrechi she lo nitan lasig davar biladav. We can't accomplish anything without tefillah. Masha lama davar dome. Adam... a person walks into a store, he wants a bottle of drink. That was our example. Hamocher, the storekeeper, he goes into the refrigerator right behind the counter, he takes out bakbuk shtia v'notein lo, and he gives it to him. V'hine, b'shash hamocher moshir atziado u'moser lekone esa bakbuk shtia. As he's taking the bottle and handing it to the buyer, to the Moshe Chakones Yado, the buyer, customer. Thank you.
Okay.
The customer takes his hand and retracts it. The habakbuk nofel aharetz, and the Coke bottle, right, a glass one, will fall and will shatter. Tefillah hi bechina shel yad. Tefillah here, this mashal is the hand based kibbutz. It's the receptacle for tefillah. Tefillah is the receptacle, right?
Yeah, meaning
like the hand. Im ein yad mekabelis. If the hand is not accepting and not reaching out, kama bakbukei shtia Sheyimsor hamocher. How many bottles of soda is the guy going to keep handing over, and then the person brings back his hands and it falls? It's going to keep falling. Lo'olam hakone lo yikablem mimenu yeshiras. He's, if we don't reach out our hands, we will never be able to drink. Va'az kol ha'bakbukim yifla aretz vishbu. They're all going to break. Vilolo, yeah, malishos. We're never going to have anything to drink. That's the mashal. That tefillah is this yad, this receptacle.
Right, meaning Hashem is constantly trying to give us brachos, and the shefa is there, and he wants for us to grab a hold of the bracha. The kli, the vessel to grab onto the bracha is tefillah. Why? I have no idea. That's the way Hashem made the world, and again, we have a faith in Chazal, that Chazal told us that that's the case, that when Hashem wants to give to us, the way that we accept it is with our hands. Now, if you maybe take the mashal and just twist it slightly, maybe to explain some of the other points, so let's say you have, you know, it's a soda can, it's not a soda bottle. So you put your hand away, so it hits the ground. So the soda starts, you know, squirting out, but it doesn't shed. So you can pick it up, and you'll still get some soda out of it, but it's not the same as if you got the whole the whole bracha. Or sometimes it will, you know, dent a little bit. The point is that maybe there are ways. Hashem is showering us with brachos. And maybe sometimes we'll get some of that bracha, even without tefillah. But you can't compare what you've been able to accomplish somehow because Hashem is trying to give us brachos and, you know, knock us on the head. Look, I'm giving to you, I'm giving to you, I'm giving to you. Recognize where it comes from. To if we were there with our hands out ready to accept it.
I think that's the key. You just said, there's no comparison in terms of what are we accomplishing. We have no conception in terms of when we're davening, what we're accomplishing in terms of the vibrations
100%.
In the world.
That's why we have to believe. That's why we have
to... In terms of saying, like, that's what we're davening for, you know, that's what we're going to get. Like, the person who... Oh, they must have davened and better, so they got it. And that's...
No, it's not something that's better or worse. All it has to do with, again, whether the answer is going to be yes or no... I have no idea. We have no idea. We will never know. And person can daven. They're people. I can tell you, I can't tell you, but I could tell you names of people who have been davening for a job for years. And the answer is no. I have no idea why the answer is no. And I don't think it's because their tefillos weren't good. It's because
the victim is, you know, the concrete's like then the person who didn't do it, they didn't do a good enough job.
It's not a good enough job. It's a belief.
I agree with you. That's why the language that you were saying before that.
No, I'll double down on the language. I think the language is 100% precise. The point is that if that the only ability, and a person has to believe, the only way that I can possibly get the job that I need is if I dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the job. Now, if he still says no, he still says no, and I did my part, okay. And people, you know, life sometimes stinks, and that's just the way it is from our perspective, and that's fine. Again, it's not fine, but it is what it is. But if I didn't dive in, then there's not, then again, it could have that Hashem can just, you know, send it to me as a gift or something like that, but that's not to be expected. Whatever we want to be able to accomplish, whether in the physical or in the spiritual world, needs tefillah attached to it in order for it to succeed. If it succeeds anyway, it's for some sort of other calculation, but not because that's the way the world is supposed to be. The way the world is supposed to be, that whatever we want, that whatever we desire, and whatever we are working on, we turn to Hashem in tefillah and say, please. And the answer sometimes is, I'm sorry, Bubala, the answer is no. Why is the answer no? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But if we don't believe, and that's his point, is that if we don't believe that tefillah is, again, is the ground zero, and is that is an absolutely necessary and essential part of being able to accomplish everything that we want, then we're missing out fundamentally on a major aspect of Judaism, on a major aspect of actualizing and in what this has all been building up from is internalizing our faith. If we really believe that everything comes from Hashem, and Hashem says that part of that is that I want you to daven, so we haven't internalized our emunah in Hashem. So will we succeed without emunah? Maybe. Is it good? No. But people have success in life all the time that isn't good. But it is what it is.
Tefillah, when the answer is no, and for so many times, there's a reason for that. So the person has to self-actualize, has to self-understand, internalize. Maybe there are other
things
that I must
true,
be
true, but again, I don't think we ever say that if the answer has been no for a certain amount of time and it's something that you think you really need, that you shouldn't ask anymore.
Right.
You have but could we reflect?
You have to reflect yourself.
100%.
Say, okay,
maybe I need to do other things.
Focusing on other things that are important for me.
So that could be. That could be. Again, it always makes sense to do a cheshbon and nefesh and to recalculate. But again, the main point that he's making is that whatever we want to accomplish, if we believe that this is something important and this is worth putting our effort into, then step one is to daven to Hashem that it should work. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean it's going to work. But the chances of it working without that is a fluke. The fact that it works without tefillah is just a fluke. Why it happens, I don't know. But again, we have to approach it that whatever we're trying to accomplish has tefillah accompanying. And I think the mashal with the soda helps a little bit. I mean, Hashem's trying to give. He wants to give. But sometimes if we're not ready to receive, and the way the Chazal telling us that we receive is through our tefillos, then we're not going to be able to get the bracha that he wants. And sometimes maybe we'll get parts of it and it'll bounce up the floor and the soda will spritz into our mouths and we'll still get a little bit to drink. But that's not how much he was willing to give. So if we understand, and again, and I think the bigger chiddush is that in the realm of the ruchnius, that it's true as well, that even at this point,
that's the next paragraph to read here.
Sorry? Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, everything that we want to do, whatever you want to accomplish, avas Hashem, niras Hashem, rachem, talmud Torah, mitzvos, v'chol elu bechvirach shetakten latzvilah. Tefillah comes first. And again, and if this point is hard to understand, then point one is to daven to Hashem to help us internalize the power of tefillah. And then when we can internalize the power of tefillah, and again, if we really believe that, again, what he's saying from Chazal is true, and again, seems to be this, he has parts that are more Kabbalistic. This is not one of them. This really is, based on we'll call them more standard sources in Chazal, that could be step one, is that we internalize the importance and the significance of tefillah as being a necessary component in being able to accomplish whatever it is. Again, never thinking that we will definitely get what we want, but with the belief that we're not going to get what we want without davening, and therefore it behooves us that anything which is important, anything we're going to bother spending time on throughout the course of the day, so beforehand is the tefillah. Now, it doesn't have to be in Shemoneh Esrei, it doesn't have to be for an hour, it could be a few words, Hashem, please help make this successful. And that may be enough. But again, it's the mindset that everything starts with tefillah. Okay, so pick up with this.